This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. The Eagles destroy the Chiefs in the Super Bowl yesterday. We'll be talking about that plenty between now and the end of the show. We'll be on it all day long here on Sports Radio 610. Tom Brady was pretty prominently featured throughout the week. Of course, he was on the call last night. I am anxious to see, before we get to this comment from Brady on the Colin Cowherd show, which I thought was excellent insight we're about to hear. I'm anxious to hear what the reviews are for Brady, Seth, from the people who make a living, the Richard Deitches of the world that make a living commenting about the commentary last night.
I don't think Brady sucks at all. I just also don't think that he's all that interesting. He's boring, I think. I think maybe at this point, he's trying too hard almost, but also he didn't offer that much extra insight into what it's like being in the Super Bowl. There were times last night where I thought he did a good job with the game management stuff. But I've never felt like he's really bringing something to the table that a lot of other commentators can. You're listening to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that he's saying anything where you feel like, oh, yeah, boy, yeah, he would get that or he would understand that. But you know that's in him, you know? Like, it's just that I just feel like there's way more that he's just not even scratching the surface when it comes to him being able to give his insight into all of the details. And it doesn't even have to be schematic. It can be about the psychology of it. And even when he was talking about how when the Chiefs in the third quarter, like, they just got to go out there and execute. Like, I'm not going to judge him for talking about himself if he brings up the Atlanta Super Bowl.
No.
Because that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what
a lot of people at home are thinking. But I think he's trying so hard to be good on his own merits that he probably feels like leaning into his personal experience is almost like cheating. He's like, he's like the model that wants to be known for her intellect.
All right, great.
We get it. You're smart. But, like, you're making the money because you're pretty. Okay?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's a perfect analogy. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a game where the current GOAT, Patrick Mahomes, is down by, 24 points. Brady was down 28-3 against Atlanta. Boy, we're going to get a lot of insight as to what maybe Mahomes is going through here. How do you attack this? What's the mentality? Don't get out over your skis, whatever it may be. And he's got 10 Super Bowls to draw anecdotes from. And you can't sit here and tell me that it's hard to recall from that. This dude has recall for days about certain situations in regular season games.
Yeah, and that's the easy part of the job.
Yeah.
You know, is just drawing on your personal experience. And I don't think Brady's not going to be one of those guys where you feel like, oh, this guy's always talking about himself and his history. Or that.
No.
Because that is, that can be over, that can be tiresome and annoying. Like I'm conscious not to, I try not to do that too much because it just starts to sound like, okay, you're just talking about yourself. But like Brady has so much relevant experience with stuff like this,
yeah,
that I don't think anybody's going to accuse him of that, of being lazy or just making it about himself if he brings that stuff up.
Totally. Well, so here's Brady. This is on the Colin Cowherd Show. Take a listen to this. This is Brady comparing himself to other quarterbacks that have these superhero physical tool power. You know, the Josh Allens, the Lamar Jacksons of the world, whoever it may have been, maybe Aaron Rodgers during Brady's playing days. Brady did it with his brain, he said. This was him describing his superhero power.
The one benefit you have as a quarterback, before you snap the ball, you know where everybody on your team is running. If you have five eligibles out in the route, I know where all five are going. If I look at the defense and I say, none of my guys are going to be open based on this coverage, we didn't design the play for this coverage, I don't need to snap the ball. I can run something different. I can check to a run. I can check to a screen. I can signal a receiver and change a route. And then I would just make I just change the route to a route that I thought would be open. I'd catch the ball, I'd throw it, and it'd be a 15-yard gain. Everyone would be like, God, it looks so easy. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's easy because you're not paying attention to the right thing.
Right.
What's going on in here is what my superpower was. That was Peyton Manning's superpower. That was Drew Brees' superpower. Those were the guys that I tried to be like. That's what we did a great job of. So that part of the game is what I am really fascinated by. And when I see players play like that, those are the guys that I think have the most upside.
Right. And so last night, you know what I really wanted out of Brady especially was give me some explanation of what Mahomes is seeing downfield when he's under pressure. And that part of it, because I know, for one, because on TV you can't see what the coverage is doing. And Brady can. And you know that Brady is seeing all of that. And I never felt like, or at least I didn't notice, he was really painting a picture of exactly what Mahomes was seeing. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why he wouldn't be doing that. Because that's, and you don't have to be overly technical about it.
No.
It's just, it's strange. It's really strange that he's not bringing that element to the game. So it's, I don't think he was bad, but I don't think he was doing anything that multiple other color commentators couldn't do, including some of the guys who weren't quarterbacks, you know, or lots of the guys who weren't quarterbacks.
Yeah, just it felt like, yeah, for me, like he just wasn't touching on nearly the experience that he had. Like that's in announcing, that's his superhero power, is he's the greatest to ever do it, and he's played in 10 of these things.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the element of quarterbacking that he described there and compares himself to Manning and Brees, you know, we're talking about three guys, Brady, Manning, and Brees, that their superhero power was their football intellect, their ability to be two steps ahead of everybody. Do you think, like, can CJ, like, CJ is, I don't think, ever going to have a superhero power that compares to, like, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Maybe even Mahomes with all the slippery ways that he can get rid of the ball with the different release points and things like that. It feels to me like if CJ is going to get to this level where these guys are playing in Super Bowls, it's going to be a similar thing to what Brady is describing.
I think even this year, when CJ was struggling in some of his the toughest games, that he still makes. I think he does make a lot of those throws that aren't They don't look as remarkable as you realize they are when you go back and watch the end zone copy. So that part of it, when it comes to the physical skill set, I think he very much has that ability to make the crazy off-platform, weird body angle throws and everything. But yes, and some of that's going to be from his ability to do all those things at the line of scrimmage, though. Like, can he be like those guys? Yes, I think so. The one drawback of Slowik in his offense, I think, and it's, I don't want to put it all on Slowik because he's also working with a young quarterback, but I think philosophically, Slowik doesn't expect or necessarily want to have that quarterback who has the full command of the playbook at the line of scrimmage. They could check into run, they could check into pass, but it's all kind of predetermined what you're going to check into. And I mean, Slowik himself said it in one of the press conferences this year, is that they don't do a lot of diagnosing before the snap, because the old theory in that play in a Kubiak Shanahan scheme is that whatever play you call, there's an answer for the coverage in that play. And I, for lack of a better word, I feel like that's kind of primitive in terms of getting the absolute most out of a quarterback. And when you look at Peyton Manning, who ironically enough, it was him combining with Gary Kubiak in Denver, where like Peyton brought a lot more to the table in terms of what he could do pre-snap than Kubiak usually expected out of his quarterbacks. People would point to that Broncos Super Bowl victory and say, well, I mean, how much did Manning really do? Anybody could make those throws. Like, no, it's what Brady was just talking about. It's getting into those easy throws where Manning was still really good at that.
Yep.
So yes, physically lots of other guys could have made those throws, but those throws wouldn't have been available to them because they wouldn't have made the checks before the snap.
Yeah.
So that's my long way of saying yes, 100%. I think CJ's very, very intellectually suited to be able to be that type of quarterback. He's just got to have an offensive coordinator that expects it of him.
What do you think of Cayley? I mean, we don't know anything about how Nick Cayley's going to run things yet. We've got no history with him as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I would 100% expect that's what he thinks and wants. Yeah. I mean, he was in New England. He was there with Tom Brady.
Yep.
He saw the way Matt Stafford operates, and they changed that scheme a lot over the course of the last 2 years, and Nick Cayley was involved in all of that. So I would expect him to be a little bit more of a chess match type of quarterback. But now here's the danger, and because we saw this with Bill O'Brien and so many other coaches who left New England. What they sometimes fail to really understand and recognize is that Brady's IQ is the equivalent of a 3.940.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like saying, like, hey, go out there and run as fast as Deion Sanders, okay? That's all I want you to do. So they would think, oh, yeah, Brian Hoyer or Ryan Mallett, because they know the system. Yeah, certainly they're better than this bum Ryan Fitzpatrick. But that's the danger, is in not really appreciating or understanding how hard it is to operate like Tom Brady. So that's, I don't know if Nick Cayley appreciates it or understands it, but there's only so much you can do in one offseason to get a guy to play mentally like Tom Brady. That's something that comes with years and years and years of seeing it over and over again.
Yep. Hey, if you're looking to get to Vegas in March for the college football, or college basketball, I should say, championship tournament, that experience, be listening at least an hour each day to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app, and that'll enter you in our Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Still got a couple more weeks to get this done. If you win, you and three friends are going to be headed to Vegas to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. Amazing sports book there, the stadium swim experience where you can watch all the games outside in the pool on gigantic movie screens. That'll be part of the whole thing as well. You just got to listen an hour each day. Download the Odyssey app. By the way, did I mention you're going to get an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Vegas? How about that? Listen for an hour each day. You'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Up next, the perfect offseason was on display, full display, last night in the Super Bowl. We'll explain coming up next.